B, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
Official figures show net migration to the UK is at an all-time high. The difference between the number of people entering and the number leaving was an estimated 330,000 in the year to March. That's three times more than the government's target. Immigration Minister James Brokenshire says it's hugely disappointing.
The figures today underline the challenge that we have with 100,000 on the net student migration. In other words, those who aren't leaving when they should do at the end of their studies, as well as the reliance that business continues to place on migrant working.
This is KMFM News.
A man's been charged after a 23-year-old from Deal was killed in an alleged hit-and-run in London. Chris Jones died after being knocked down whilst working in Notting Hill earlier this month. A 31-year-old accused of causing death by dangerous driving is due at Southwark Crown Court in February. A US reporter shot dead on live TV has been described by her boyfriend as the most beautiful woman he ever met.
Nobody, I think, goes into a workplace thinking that's where they're going to find their true love, but that just so happened to be where I found it. We did not have any discussions about getting married other than we wanted to get married to each other, and we moved in together to save up for those things, to save up for a house and save up for a ring.
Chris Hurst has been paying tribute to Alison Parker, whose cameraman was also killed in the attack by a former colleague, Vesta Flanagan, who went on to kill himself. He had been sacked for anger problems, describing himself in a long fax to another TV station as a powder keg waiting to explode. US President Barack Obama says there's a nationwide problem with gun violence.
What we know is that the number of people who die from gun-related incidents around this country dwarfs any deaths that happen through terrorism.
KMFM News.
Four people have appeared in court over the raid on a safe deposit store in central London earlier this year. None of them entered pleas. Nine other men, including two from Dartford, are already due to stand trial in November, accused of plotting the heist in Hatton Garden. Organisers of Kent Pride have told KMFM the event will still go ahead as police investigate who posted anti-gay leaflets in Margate. The flyers called for residents to boycott Saturday's event in the town. The parade is expected to attract around 3,000 people. Tony B is one of the organisers and says the event is about celebrating diversity.
We want to be accepted, we want to be happy, and I think 90% of people today do understand that. There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, every country in the world now is voting for gay marriage, and I think it's a good thing.
KMFM News.
Sainsbury's has announced 137,000 workers will get a pay rise from this weekend. It's bringing in a new hourly rate of £7.36 for its checkout workers and shelf stackers. That's a 4% increase, which Chief Exec Mike Coop claims is industry leading.
Our colleagues, our store colleagues, will be earning about £1,000 a year more than they were a couple of years ago. It's the right thing to do for our colleagues. They do a fantastic job of serving our customers.
And rumours we could see a so-called double moon tonight are being dismissed by Kent astronomers. It's being suggested Mars will look just as big in the sky, creating a rare effect where both appear to be sitting side by side. But the South East Kent Astronomical Society says it's a misunderstanding based on comments made by a scientist over 10 years ago.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket, and there's a massive game for Kent later as they look to reach the semi-finals of the One Day Cup. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, the Spitfires have travelled to take on Surrey at the Oval this afternoon. Wicketkeeper Sam Billing says they're looking forward to it.
Obviously really excited. They're coming towards the end of the season. It's the games that you kind of live for, and we've had some good form in one-day cricket this year, so really excited for today, actually.
Play is due to get underway at 2. The winner will play Nottinghamshire. Meantime, England's women are still in with a chance of retaining the Ashes. They won the first of three T20 games against Australia last night and need victories in the remaining two to draw the series and keep hold of the urn. Kent and England captain Charlotte Edwards says there's still work to be done.
Look, this is only one game. We've got two massive games of cricket now, and you know, next one's Hove, and, you know, that's hopefully we're going to have another big crowd down there on Friday night.
And it's part two of Usain Bolt against Justin Gatlin at the World Athletics Championships in Beijing this afternoon. The 200 metres final goes off just before 2 o'clock UK time. Britain's Christine Ohuruhgu will also defend her 400 metres title.
And in the past few minutes, Kent's Dean Asher-Smith has eased into tomorrow's 200 metres final at the World Athletics Championships. The Blackheath and Bromley Harriers runner won the race in a personal best of 22.12 seconds. That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.